Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Braves narrowly missed having to answer this question that we were asking earlier in the way that you don't want to have to answer it, which is, what's the one guy you can least afford to miss? Because Atlanta United is now going to have to go without Barco. I think Mike Conte told us, what, June 26th?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yes.
It's May what?
May
6th?
Yeah.
So that's 6 weeks. That's a while to be without your, whether he's your best player, he's arguably your best player, him and Joseph.
He's been playing the best,
yes. And you're going to be without him for that period of time. Luckily, nothing bad happened to Max Fried. The Braves almost had to answer that question on their own with him simply being hurt with the way that things went yesterday. We did this out there earlier on Twitter and in our opening segment at 10:20 about which is the single individual player that an Atlanta sports team could least afford to miss for 6 weeks. And I think the obvious answer is Matt Ryan.
Yes.
So take Matt Ryan out of it.
Okay.
Because he's the quarterback. We at least agree that he's an excellent quarterback. He was the MVP of the league a couple years ago. Threw for dang near 5,000 yards last year with a bum offensive line in front of him and no run game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good resume that Matt Ryan has, not to mention all the other stuff that you can say about him. So, all right, we'll take him off there. We'll take him off that list. Who's another guy? Who's another person that if they had to go the route that Atlanta United is going with Barco right now, and just think about if you had to try to justify it. I think that that's something that still is a little bit of a disconnect for some folks with soccer.
What's that? Oh, why he
is
has
this
a lead?
Stuff.
Why he has
it's
a
like,
lead.
All right, hang on. I was just getting used to this guy being the new Miguel Almirón. And now he's got to trying to be the new Miguel Almirón. Trying to fill the void left
you.
By Miguel Almirón.
Yes, thank you.
And now he's got to go do what? He's got to go play for what is the U-20? Okay, the under-20 national team for Argentina. So he's got to leave for a month and a half to go play for Argentina? Why?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Right.
And it's just the way that it works sometimes in professional soccer.
And you don't like it.
You could not explain that. Try to explain that to a Falcons fan. So Deion Jones is going to go back to Louisiana for 6 weeks in the middle of the season because he's got to do some stuff with LSU. Hang on, excuse me?
Now let's understand, it's two different fan bases now.
Yeah, it is.
And so it will be, like, I'm sure that the diehards and soccer heads and everything, they're used to what's happening, right, with Barco. I'm not saying they like it, but they understand. Like, when you talk about the fans that you didn't have before you saw this team play, those kind of fans, they're pissed. Like, what the hell going on?
Yeah.
You know? What you mean, Argentina? You know, or somebody might come out and say, do we have to pay him? Just certain stuff like that. Maybe I still got to go with Freddie.
With the Braves.
Yeah, I still got to go with Freddie.
Yeah, yeah.
I still got to go with Freddie.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it with the Hawks last year. John Collins missed like 20 games.
Yeah.
I know that the easy answer is Trey, and the answer probably is Trey.
Probably.
But the Hawks' record without John Collins last year was horrendous.
Is that?
They were like 4-13 in games that John Collins didn't play. Now, granted, they were only 29 and whatever overall,
I mean,
so it's not like they won a lot of games anyway. But you saw sometimes just at stretches of time during the game when Trey would come out and you'd put in Jalen Adams or sometimes DeAndre Bembry would play point guard for whatever reason, or when Jeremy Lin was on the team earlier in the year, things would get sideways pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So Trey is probably the answer with the Hawks. The good news is, it's just sort of a fun thing to throw out there
they
with the
going
other
nowhere.
Teams.
Unless, hold on, knock on wood.
Knock on.
This is wood, right?
No, but it's something.
Okay.
Some sort of fake marble-looking stuff. Yeah. It's nice.
It's nice. Like, that's so funny that you call it fake something.
But
it's nice.
It's fake,
but it's nice.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice little surface.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, the computers are kind of built into it, which is nice. You like that.
The computer, yeah, when they work.
How's your computer doing over there?
Like I said, when they work.
It's not working for you? Now, again, it's nice that the other teams don't have to worry about that. Atlanta United does, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the frustrating part of it, I could see there being, and I heard Mike Conte make an argument for the silver lining here, but the frustrating part of it is that they're playing their best right now,
yes.
and Barco is a huge part of
that.
He seems
like he's leading the charge. He's leading charge. And when we talked about United earlier, I was saying about Joseph and his playmaking ability and his ability to pass. And it's a lot of things that we didn't see. You know what I'm saying? We didn't see a lot of that the previous 2 years. Like, okay, Joseph, go find the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, wherever the ball is, what'd you call him? I called him a pit bull.
Yeah,
a
scavenger.
Yeah. Okay, wherever the ball at, wherever's in the.
And I mean that in a nice way,
yes,
around the goal.
Yeah, of course. Go get it. And that's what he did. Now you see him in a different role. I saw him yesterday. He was all the way down on the other side playing defense.
Barco, too. That was impressive.
These guys were all over the field. And I think that energized PT a little bit because you even, when we were talking to Conte, brought it up. That's the best I've seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the most engaged I've seen him play. You kind of saw glimpses of what he has when he had his few shots on goal. Like, if it just bends a little bit more, like you said, they've been getting shots. They just haven't been going in.
The interesting thing about him being gone, Barco, is that if it goes well, then you're excited to say, all right, now we just get to slot one of our best players right back into the lineup and build upon it.
But it goes bad.
If it doesn't go well, then you can say, all right, one of our best players was gone. When he comes back, it'll get fixed.
I don't like that excuse.
No, it's not a great excuse.
Yeah,
and if
like
you get
that.
Losses, you miss out on points, then you may end up being on the outside looking in on the end of the season with the playoffs. But, it is kind of a built-in excuse. Not that excuses matter. It's not going to get you playoffs.
We got the most talented team in MLS. Most talented. Just because you take one off don't mean nothing. And that's what they like to tell me.
You believe that? I mean, I believe that they are one of the most talented teams in MLS.
Best talent money could buy.
It's a lot of talent.
Yeah, best talent money
it's
could buy.
It's a lot of talent.
We got first-class facilities, all that.
Oh, that's all true.
Yeah.
But we saw one player get taken off this roster, and it take them a couple months to figure it out, and that was Miguel Almiron, right? I mean, it's been gradual, and they've, I think, gotten to where they are now, and they're at their best right now.
Yeah.
But think back to the way they played the first couple games.
It was god awful.
Yeah, because they missed that. So no, I mean, I'm not going to listen to somebody tell me that one guy is not going to make a huge difference for these guys when it's that guy.
I
think it's going to be a difference.
I'm with you, but what difference is it? I mean, you got everybody was talking about. We got the South American Player of the Year coming in here, and I'm telling you, if you haven't seen video of PT Martinez, dude, he is cold-blooded.
He's ridiculous. He is.
Cold-blooded. And I know he's still finding his way around and all that. You got the injuries, and I get all that. But I want to hear it without Barco. I'm not making that excuse right now.
Remember when Freddie got hit on his hand a couple years ago, broke his hand, was out for, I don't know how many games, 50 games, a month and a half.
I remember exactly.
And the Braves somehow kept their head above water and actually had a slightly better than .500 record. And then ended up right around .500 midway through the summer. And then for whatever reason, and Brandon Phillips said this that year, for whatever reason, them having that record at that point of the year was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then guys just kind of sloughed off the rest of the year. But Brian Snicker got a lot of credit for keeping the team at or above .500 when Freddie was hurt.
I remember that.
So does DeBoer get credit for the team just being good?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
When Barco is out, or is the standard still the same
for him? No, the standard's supposed to be the same. No. The standard is supposed to be the same. I'm not going to give you a walking excuse because Barco's here. Like you said, you could fluff off or whatever you want to call it. No, I don't believe in that. No. If we're out there, there's a standard that we're used to when we're talking about our soccer team here in Atlanta. And they haven't been living up to it. And we, for reasons that we know why. You know, you're replacing one of your best players, new manager. I get all that.
Yeah.
But still, you still got a bunch of good players on this team.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that it does offer an opportunity for Pity Martinez to be featured a little bit differently. Now, I don't know if they're going to slide. I know Mike said that they might move him into that middle role that Pity has been playing, that number 10.
I'm with you.
Barco's been playing.
I'm with you with the Nagby.
Yeah, I want Nagby there.
Who replaces him?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
Because Nagby has been so vital to what the team. He's the one guy.
He's just so smooth with it.
He immediately was up to speed on what DeBoer wanted to do.
Oh, I got this.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to play like this now? Perfect. This is my style. This is how I'm designed to play. And everyone else has sort of been catching up around him. But if you're going to use PT in a certain way when Barco comes back, that's how I want to use him when Barco's gone.
Right.
Because what if he slots into that spot and is, well, no, but that might be a good thing. If he slots in there and is amazing, and then that's a good problem that you have to deal with. I want to put him where he's going to be for the majority of the season.
And he's going to be out wide.
That's what I want.
Yes.
That's what I think. I think that would be the best scenario for them. All right. We'll close it out with an AMA coming up next. Luckily, again, the rest of the sports guys, just, you know, if you're playing for the Braves, you're playing for the Braves. You're playing for the Falcons. You're playing for the Falcons.
Not necessarily for the Braves. You're a pitcher. Yeah, you're playing for the Braves organization.
And the Stripers.
Yeah, the Stripers.
You're going up and down. Yeah. Tukey.
What did my man Tukey
He'll be back up. He'll be back up eventually.
And then again, now we're moving back down for somebody else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.